Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, part two of my conversation with Zach Rosmus, Executive Director for Washington County Conservation, as we continue to look back on 2020.
What would be the biggest accomplishment or project completed for Washington County Conservation in 2020?
In all honesty, maybe even not from a financial side of it, but I think something that's really going to drive conservation into the future is that our involvement in the Kelowna area with the annexation of the Shiloh property into the city of Kelowna, because that was a project that's just been going on for so long for us to be invested into that, you know, with a lot of public forums to kind of be a part of that and see the natural resources that are present. And now that we've had a 2080 agreement put in place with the city of Kelowna, that's going to allow us to manage some of those acres and protect some of those natural resources, and also establish us a footprint in the Kelowna area, which is something that we've looked for so long. And we have this unique opportunity that no other community would really be put in front of them, where you have such a large, expansive property that has such lush natural resources that essentially was not something that we probably wouldn't have been able to buy on the open market, or the city of Kelowna wouldn't be able to buy on the open market, but it was an opportunity presented to them.
Obviously, that's a project that's still ongoing as you go into 2021. What are maybe some of your other areas of emphasis in the new year?
So I think that one of the things that we tried to do in this fiscal year is that we knew that the 2021-2022 fiscal year budget was going to be heavier than what it was in the years past, because we have the phase two of the Key Wash paving and enhancements that are coming, where essentially we're going to pick up right where we left off in phase one, and we're going to pave west all the way to the Crooked Creek Bridge, which is roughly 1.43 miles. And that's going to allow increased accessibility year-round without fluctuation of trail conditions to the Crooked Creek Bridge, which is a very historical site here in Washington County. So we've kind of taken a step back from the number of projects that we would typically do. In all honesty, it would have been difficult to do those many projects with all the pandemic cancellations and everything as well. But we kind of took a step back on the number of projects that we did in order to set us up for next year. So that way maybe we could bank a little bit of money and use that revenue that's generated to set ourselves up for next year.
Is there a service or area of oversight that the public maybe isn't as aware of your involvement as Washington County Conservation?
Just in general, we're more than willing to help anybody from the community when it comes to a question about, hey, maybe there's an animal species that they located on their property, you know, type of thing. Hey, there's a plant species. Or we have in the past helped out individuals with maybe establishing food plot for food sources for wildlife on their property. You know, that's something that we've done in the past that I think is a great kind of give back to the community, you know, too, because we do a lot of that here at Conservation for the number of acres. We try to provide food sources from a recreational standpoint, whether it's bird watching, hunters, whatever it might be. So that's something that we try to give back. And then another thing is that I actually administer, as the director of Washington County Conservation, is I actually administer the Forestry Reserve Program here in Washington County. So I do a lot of inspections to actually get properties here in Washington County into Forestry Reserve, which is a program that's administered by the county, but I'm the one that's actually in charge of administering it with partnering with the GIS and then the assessor's office.
Any advice that you would give people as far as the disposal or repurpose of live Christmas trees after the holidays?
We've actually had kind of a partnership, you know, with some of the local stores here in Washington County, where it seems like every single year, you know, they'll have a surplus that are left over after the holiday season, and they'll reach out to us, and they make great habitat for aquatic life, whether it be small fish or in different invertebrates or anything along those lines. They make great structure for any type of aquatic environment. So what we've done in the past is that they will reach out to us in kind of an informal process, and then we will kind of pick properties that we manage here in Washington County, and we know that there's areas that need additional structure within the ponds. You kind of use that, and then the winter season is perfect for that, because essentially all we need to do is, once the ponds freeze over, we kind of pick locations throughout the ponds where we can walk the trees actually out there, and then it kind of allows them that once the thaw does come, the trees will sink down to the bottom, and they'll actually last several years as well as good structure for the ponds.
Anything else that you want to mention, Zach, about the year that was for Washington County Conservation?
The only other things that I think that kind of come to mind is that didn't really come up when you were out and I were talking is that one of the things with all the COVID closures that was going on, this was the first year here at Conservation that we were able to offer a hunter education program in several years. It's taken time. That was a goal of mine when I took over as director, that I wanted to bring hunter education back to Washington County. I didn't want individuals to be struggling to find classes, because although there were instructors here in Washington County, we have a lot of youth, we have a lot of individuals that are younger that want to take the class that were unfortunately being forced to leave just because of the number of classes that were being offered here in Washington County. It kind of took time for us to bring on the number of instructors in order to actually facilitate the program, and then we were finally ready to roll it out this year, and then all the COVID pandemic hit where we were still able to hold a hunter education class, although it was different than classes I've taught in the past. We were able to hold one, so it was the first one we were able to hold in several years. I mean, it's something that I'm really excited we've brought back to conservation, and I know that we're going to carry it into the future because our naturalist, Megan Jorgensen, has been very pivotal in, kind of carrying that program, and it's going to be one of those situations where I look forward to hosting at least 2 to 3 classes every single year.
Well, when you guys are able to actually get those scheduled, we'll talk more about that when
Excellent.
We get closer to those, okay?
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Zach Rosmus from Washington County Conservation. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.